This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 6th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 9. It says there, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." End of quote. The longer we live, the more we figure out the truth that life on this earth gives us one pain after another. And now, how do you handle those painful and frustrating hours of life without the loving and comforting presence of God and His wonderful and amazing help? No wonder why many end up in addictions and die in hopelessness. Life without the Creator and the loving God would eventually result only in resentment and deep depression. Beloved, you must have hope to go on and live in the midst of all that life throws at you. This is exactly what God gives to those who need it. A full measure of hope and power of grace to face the challenges of life. You need God, His wonderful promises, and God-breathed words recorded in the pages of the Bible. You need the gospel, the light of God's glory displayed in Christ Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Apostle Paul, who was called by God for his ministry, says this, "We have this treasure in jars of clay." You see, we live now on this earth in jars of clay. How true it is. Jars of clay could be destroyed any time because of its fragile nature. However, remember, there is something divine inside us, the surpassing power of God. And this power inside us is not from ourselves. The divine power inside us helps us when we are hard-pressed on every side. You see, we are crushed, perplexed, but not left in despair. Of course, we are persecuted, but not abandoned. You see, we are struck down, but praise to God, we are not destroyed. You see, beloved, everything that happens to people happens to us. We are not exempt from such things. However, we have the abiding presence of God and His power in us, and that helps us keep on going. Not in our strength or ability, but His powerful grace, peace, and hope. The paradoxical nature of the ministers of Jesus Christ, the weakness of the great missionary of God, Apostle Paul, and the surpassing power of God to preserve him and his work. Jars of clay and the illumination of God's glory and power by the light inside it, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not just for ministers of Christ, but for all of us to continue living in this sinful world requires a full measure of hope and grace only God lavishly provides in the person of Jesus Christ. You see, God knew we need this in a supersized form these days, and He already made it available. You remember what Jesus said? "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weaknesses." End of quote. Beloved, do you have that grace, peace, and hope that God gives in His Son, Jesus Christ? The presence of His powerful grace, peace, and hope, and the surpassing power of the gospel makes you perfect in weaknesses. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, You provide Your treasure in jars of clay. I need Your treasure inside me, the illuminating light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want Your grace, peace, and hope. I invite Jesus into my life. I believe He is my Savior who died and rose again in my place for all of my sins and mistakes. please save me and grant me your treasure in these jars of clay. I trust you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.